Bethany Spence, and I'd love to share a little about how I started to see the bigger picture in high school. The Holy Spirit has been working in my life ever since I trusted in Christ when I was 10 years old. But during middle school and most of high school, I wasn't seeing the bigger picture that Jesus is better. I grew up being taught about Jesus and all that he did for me, but I saw Christianity as a religion, not a relationship with my Heavenly Father. I was unaware of the true loving character of God, and I wrongly assumed that I wouldn't sin anymore once I was saved. But no matter how much I tried, I kept failing, and I was too scared to talk to anyone about my feelings, so I kept it to myself and pretended to be the perfect Christian girl I thought I would magically become. But no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't do it through my own strength. I was so discouraged, and eventually I stopped trying. Others started noticing a change in my behavior, including my own family. Feeling like I failed their expectations of me pushed me into a depression I couldn't get through on my own, and I was tired, hurt by others for not helping me while I was struggling so much, and I stopped feeling things and spent all of my time doing sports and activities so I wouldn't have to spend time at home. And when I did go home, I would hide in my room watching TV or reading so I wouldn't think about how I kept failing the people closest to me. And while I was struggling with all of this, God brought my thoughts back to how I felt at Camp Barnabas, where I saw joy and love in others shine so brightly, and I wanted that so much. God gave me the bravery to reach out to an old friend to talk about how I was feeling. We ended up spending the spring and summer FaceTiming every day to talk about God's word. We went through many books of the Bible, but I specifically remember meditating on Psalms and Lamentations. During the hardest parts of my life, when I felt totally alone, I can now look back and see that God was carrying me through it when I could no longer hold myself up and pretend to be in control. I spent a lot of time meditating on Psalm 23, which reminds me that God is always with me and he will comfort and protect me. For the first time, I opened up to someone about all that was going on in my life, and she helped me to understand that God isn't out of reach. He has always been right there, waiting for me to reach out to him. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me." And as I was told the gospel again with an open mindset, I started to truly believe that God loves me, and everything he has allowed me to go through was for my good and his glory. And as I started to grow in my relationship with Christ, I still wanted to run away from the pain in my past, but God had other plans in mind. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." God was not going to let me run away. Instead, he was going to put me back together right from the people who hurt me and call me to be a light to them. And once I stopped trying to lead my life in a way I thought I should go, God was able to step in and guide me. He has totally changed my life. I now have a relationship with God I never would have believed possible. I have a community group and mentors who bear my burdens and admonish me, and above all, love me as Christ loves them. And I now serve with Kaleidoscope on Sundays and training grounds on the weekdays, where I get the privilege of sharing the gospel and explaining a relationship with Christ. I'm so thankful that a relationship with my Heavenly Father has proven to be better than any religion. And God has shown me he's bigger than depression, even if I continue to struggle with depression because I am living in a fallen world. I will still praise God and eagerly await his return. If you resonate with this truth I just shared, I encourage you to respond by seeing Christianity as a relationship and not a checklist, and allow your mind to be renewed by Christ, and your life will be transformed. Thanks for listening to my story.